It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth, and I'm joined now by the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus. Mr. Priebus has a piece in today's commentary section of the Washington Times, very special section. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman.
Hey, happy to be on. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing just fine, sir. All the president's straw men, that's your commentary in today's Washington Times. The byline is, without record of success, Obama blames the GOP for failure. Well, what do they say about the road to hell? It's paved with good intentions, right?
Well, that's about right, and just happy that the Washington Times took the article that we wrote here, and yeah, it is. And the problem that we have with this president is a couple things. One, the man is in love with the sound of his own voice and making promises and giving speeches and talking about how great everything is either going to be or it's going to become, but yet the results just don't match the rhetoric. And so I think that's what most Americans are aware of with this president. And most people aren't looking for totally Republican answers or totally Democratic answers, but what they are looking for are real, authentic people that want to serve this country and get something done. People are starving for real, and it's not this president.
Yeah. We have seen some of the results of his legislative efforts, though, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, and the results are pretty bad. I mean, it's the policies of Barack Obama that have created world record deficits, and it's his policies in Obamacare, in the stimulus that didn't work, that have created, the policies have created very bad results for our economy. And the policies themselves have put our country on track to accumulate more debt under his watch than every single president before him combined. Mm. That's the record of this president.
That's pretty scary stuff. You know, Wednesday of this week, he stood before reporters over at the Key Bridge here in town and once again pushed a jobs bill that cannot pass. Why does he continue to do that?
Well, because he's just checking off boxes. I mean, he's just putting the formula together. He's baking the cake for his reelection campaign. That's all this is. But you know what? What he ought to do is go protest the Democratic National Committee down the street, because it's Democrats, too, that want nothing to do with his jobs bill. They haven't signed up for it in the House of Representatives. Harry Reid isn't taking up the main jobs bill in front of the United States Senate. They don't want anything to do with it. I mean, these guys all come up with the flu whenever Barack Obama rolls into town with his bus, or they have a sudden scheduling conflict or a plane ticket that's already been purchased, so they don't want to pay the $100 change fee. Here's the reality. They don't want to be seen with this president. The Democrats don't want to be seen with this president because it's a losing proposition for them. And that's what this is about, Andy.
Yeah. Republicans have passed at least, 15 pieces of legislation that could, that could stimulate job growth, but those proposals don't go anywhere. Why?
Well, they don't go anywhere because the Democrats in the Senate don't pass them. I mean, look, the Democrats haven't passed even a budget in 900 days. There's a law that says that they need to pass a budget. Well, they haven't passed one. It's the Republicans that are making tough decisions and passing budgets that get our 10-year debt window under control, start talking about what we're going to do about entitlements in this country, and the Republicans are doing it and the Democrats are blocking it. Look, this president came to this country and ran around the country talking as if he was going to be the great uniter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's out campaigning as the great divider, pitting everyone against each other, spreading hate across the aisle, rich versus poor, Republican versus Democrat. That's this president's campaign plan now. It's a different president now. He's talking about hate. He's talking about winners and losers, and that's going to be his campaign. Divide and conquer. Let's see what happens. Spread enough mud around the world, and maybe he can win re-election. That's his campaign plan, the great divider.
Yeah, and he's also got this great desire to go around Congress, as evidenced by student loans.
Well, yeah, and for as much of effort that this president put into this student loan campaign that he went on, and taxpayer money, he's saving graduates a little less than $10 a month, and not to mention the fact that it needs to all be paid for, too, by the way, and
Oh, you and I will pay for that.
Well, that's right. But, you know, it's just more fundamental, too. I mean, read Article 1 of the United States Constitution, and he knows he doesn't have the power to do it. But he doesn't care because he can check off the box and run around and go to every campus in America and say, look, I tried to reduce the cost of tuition for you, and these people in Congress won't do it. Well, you know, it's just all a big lie. And unfortunately, he has a bully pulpit, so we have to work 10 times harder to combat these lies.
Yep. Will the GOP presidential candidates really call him out on his record, though, as we get closer to the election?
Oh, I absolutely know that they will, and I think they are. And you're seeing these voices like, you know, our candidates and people like Paul Ryan and our leadership. I don't know. I think they're being consistent and they're being tough, but it's going to take everyone working around the clock, not for power, not for a Republican victory, but to save America. That's what matters in this election, saving America. We'll worry about all the Republican Party issues and rebuilding and all that. But at this point, this is about defeating this path that we're on for enormous government growth and this struggle that I think we're in, that what I consider to be a battle for freedom that we're in this country.
My guest is Reince Priebus, chairman of the Republican National Committee. Before I let you go, this has been a very turbulent week for some, at least one on the campaign trail. And I've been asked by a few people about the vetting process from an RNC standpoint. Is there one? Would it have discovered information on Herman Cain?
Well, I mean, there is. I mean, we certainly have a massive research department. But, we just don't get into the picking of and kind of picking winners and losers in the presidential primary situation. You can imagine. I mean,
yeah.
We got involved in something like that. We're here for the nominee. So when we have a nominee, our job is to make sure that we have a functional, operational, well-funded, financed team that's ready to go, and that the presidential candidate, the nominee, can plug into the RNC, and we'll have money, people, get out the vote efforts, all of those things in place and waiting for them. If we got involved in the presidential primary fight, I mean, you can imagine. I mean, you get 21 people filed in New Hampshire. And once you start meddling, you're going to make, you know, these three mad and these three happy, and then you go the other direction, and now these four people are upset. Look, I mean, they have to sort this out. And primaries are tough, but, you know, keep in mind, for the people listening that are worried about these things, about things getting too tough, you know, the Obama and Hillary Clinton went toe-to-toe through the end of June. They had massive battles within their party. And guess what? Not only did Obama win, he brought a supermajority in Congress with him and 60 votes in the United States Senate. Don't be too worried about primaries. Primaries are good. They create a lot of horsepower on your side of the aisle. And when we have a nominee, no matter where you are, whether you're mainstream, far right, middle, left, right, whatever it is, up or down, we are going to be totally unified to save this country from a president who is intent on driving toward the direction of Europe. And I know that we're going to have complete unanimity.
World of politics is a fascinating one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and in this particular time of our lives, you know, we need every American, no matter where you sit, that are concerned about the future of this country to be on our team. We need to earn trust and credibility, too. I know that, and that's what we're working hard to do.
All right. Very good. Appreciate you spending some time with us this afternoon. And a great piece in today's Washington Times. I urge everyone to check it out. Mr.
Thank
Chairman,
you.
Have a good day.
You bet. Bye-bye.